good evening. I always feel like Alfred Hitchcock when I say those words. Thank you very much for coming to the Photographic Resource Center, is that right? Yeah. Thank you for supporting it. And this is Lenny Kaye, Oliver Ray. John Jacobs had told me that they wanted to dedicate this month or two or three of activities to the memory of Allen Ginsberg. And which is fitting because, of course, Allen, with his tremendous energies for various forms of the arts, would have very much liked this show. This is Footnote to Hal, and the music is by Oliver Ray. Holy, 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 holy. The world is holy. The soul is holy. The skin is holy. The nose is holy. The tongue and cock and hand and asshole, holy. Everything is holy. Everybody's holy. Everywhere is holy. Every day is an eternity. Every man's an angel. The bum's as holy as the seraphim. The madman as holy as you, my soul, are holy. The typewriter is holy. The poem is holy. The voice is holy. The hearers are holy. The ecstasy is holy. Holy Peter, Holy Allen, Holy Solomon, Holy Lucian, Holy Kerouac, Hurley Hunky, Holy Burroughs, Holy Cassidy, Holy the unknown buggered and suffering beggars, Holy the hideous human angels, Holy my mother in the insane asylum, Holy the cocks of the grandfathers of Kansas, Holy the groaning saxophone, Holy the bop apocalypse, Holy the jazz bands, marijuana, hipsters, peace and junk and dreams, Holy the solitudes of skyscrapers and parachutes and pavements, Holy the cafeterias filled with the millions, Holy the mysterious rivers of tears under the stars, under the streets, Holy the lone juggernaut, Holy the vast lamb of the middle class, Holy the crazy shepherds of rebellion, who digs Los Angeles, is Los Angeles, Holy New York, Holy San Francisco, Holy Peoria, Holy Seattle, Holy Paris, Holy Tangiers, Holy Moscow, Holy Istanbul, Holy time and eternity, Holy eternity and time, Holy the clocks and space, Holy the fourth dimension, Holy the fifth international, Holy the angel and Moloch, Holy the sea, Holy the desert, Holy the cultivated cultural railroad, Holy the locomotive, Holy the vicious body, Holy the body, Holy, Holy the hallucinations, Holy the miracles, Holy the eyeball, Holy the abyss, Holy forgiveness, mercy, charity, faith, Holy hours, bodies, suffering, magnanimity, Holy the supernatural, extra brilliant, intelligent kindness of the soul. I'm 16 and time to pay off. I get this job in a piss factory inspecting pipe. 40 hours, $36 a week, but it's a paycheck, Jack. It's so hot in here, hot like Sahara, you could faint in the heat. But these bitches are just too lame to understand, too goddamn grateful to get this job to know they're getting screwed up the ass. All these women, they got no teeth or gum and cranium, and the way they suck hot sausage. But me, well, I wasn't saying too much neither. I was a moral schoolgirl, hardworking asshole. I figured I was Speedo motorcycle, had to earn my dough. I had to earn my dough. But no, you gotta relate, right? You gotta find the rhythm within. Floor boss slides up to me and he says, "Hey, sister, you're just moving too fast. You're screwing up the quota. You're doing your piecework too fast. Now you get off your Mustang, Sally. You ain't going nowhere. You ain't going nowhere." I lay back. I get my nerve up. I take a swig of Romalar and walk up to Hot Shit Dot Hook and I say, "Hey, hey, sister. It don't matter whether I do labor fast or slow, there's always more labor after." But she's real Catholic, see? She fingers her cross and she says, "There's one reason, there's one reason. You do it my way or I push your face in. We need you in the John if you don't get off your Mustang, Sally. If you don't shape it up, baby. Shake it up, baby. Twist and shout. Oh, would that I could will a radio here. James Brown singing, 'I lost someone,' or the Paragons and the Jesters and Georgie Woods, the guy with the goods and guided missile. But no, I got nothing, no diversion, no window, nothing here but a porthole in the plaster where I look down at Sweet Teresa's convent. All those nuns scatting around with their bloom hoods like cats in mourning. Oh, to me, they look pretty damn free down there, not having to smooth those hands against hot steel, not having to worry about the in-speed, the dogma, the in-speed of labor. And they look pretty damn free down there, and the way they smell, and I gotta be up here smelling Dot Hook's midwife sweat. I would rather smell the way boys smell. Oh, those schoolboys, the way their legs flap under the desk in study hall, that odor rise in roses and ammonia, and the way their dicks droop like lilacs, or the way they smell that forbidden acrid smell. But no, I got pink clammy lady in my nostril, her against the wheel, me against the wheel. Oh, slow motion inspection is driving me insane, in steel, next to Dot Hook, and we might look the same, shoulder to shoulder, sweating, 110 degrees, but I will never faint. They laugh and they expect me to faint, but I will never faint. I refuse to lose, I refuse to fall down, because you see, it's the monotony that's got to me. Every afternoon like the last one, every afternoon like a rerun next to Dot's Hook. And yeah, we might look the same, both pumping steel and both sweating, but you know she's got nothing to hide, and I got something to hide here called desire. I got something to hide here called desire, and I will get out of here. You know the fiery potion is just about to come. In my nose is the taste of sugar, and I got something to hide here called desire, and I'm gonna go, I'm gonna get out of here, I'm gonna get out of here, and I'm gonna go on that train, I'm gonna get on that train, and I'm gonna go to New York City, and I'm gonna be somebody. I'm gonna get on that train and go to New York City, and I'm gonna be so bad, and I'm gonna be so big, and I will never return, never to return to burn out in this piss factory, and I will travel late. Oh, watch me now."
Wing in heaven blue, out over the ocean, soared over Spain, and I was free. I needed nobody. A pawn, couldn't make a move. I couldn't go nowhere, nowhere at all. Yet I was nobody. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And if there's one thing I could do for you, it'll be a wing in heaven blue. I was a vision in another eye, and I saw nothing, no future at all. Still I was free, I needed nobody. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. And if there's one thing I could do for you, it'll be a wing in heaven blue.
Thank you. We just had the pleasure of being at Site Santa Fe, and they just opened up a really beautiful museum dedicated to the preservation and housing of the work by George O'Keeffe. George O'Keeffe, you may give George a hand. George O'Keeffe, great lady painter, what she do now? She goes out with a stick and kills snakes. George O'Keeffe, all life still, cow skull, bull skull, no bullshit, pyrite, she's no fool, started out pretty girl. George O'Keeffe, until she had her fill, painted desert flower, cactus, hawk and head mule, coral watercolor, red coral reef, been around forever, George O'Keeffe. Great lady painter, what she do now? Go and beat the desert, stir dust bowl. Go and beat the desert, snake skin skull. Go and beat the desert, all life still.
addiction. She is addicted to thee. She is the root connection, and she is connecting with thee. And here I go, well, I don't know why I spin so ceaselessly. Could it be he's taking over me? Sublimation, she is the essence of thee. She is concentrating on thee, oh, concentrating on she. Well, here I go, and I don't know why I spin so ceaselessly. Could it be he's taking over me? Strange music draws me in, makes me come on like some heroin. Makes me come on like
was that song that was playing when we came in? Some Straw song or something?
Jack Straw.
Jack Straw, yeah. This is a new song, and it's, well, it's sort of new. And sort of inspired by Jerry Garcia's hair. Not on? The sound guy heard me playing earlier, and my... I don't think my guitar mic is on. He, a wise fella. All right. Well, I usually screw up on this song, but I have, I'm surrounded by patience and competence. Whew. Boy, I thought you weren't going to make it. I tried to hold up as long as I could. I was in the bathroom for like 30 minutes, yeah, fixing my hair. Wait. Damn.
Is just another skin that simply slips away. You can rise above it. It was shed easily. It all will come out fine. I've learned it line by line. One common wire, one silver thread, all that you desire goes on ahead. Like a ship in a bottle held up to the sun, sails ain't going nowhere. You can count everyone until it crashes onto the earth and simply slips away. You can hide in the open or just disappear. It all will come out fine. I've learned it line by line. Thread, all that you desire grows on ahead. With abrupt tenderness, die, little sparrow, and awake, singing. It all will come out fine. I've learned it line by line. One common wire, one silver thread. desire rolls on ahead. Ooh, ooh,
just a second to see if I have a pick. It's a little song that Lenny Kaye and I wrote, and for Oliver, so it represents the three of us. Oh, to be ye, not anyone, gone, this maze of being, skin, oh, to cry, not any cry, so mournful that the dove just laughs and is steadfast, gasps, oh, to oh. Anyone, nothing to be, not here, but here, forsaken all equatorial bliss, who walked through the callow mist, dressed in scraps, who walked the curve of the world. Whose bones scraped, whose flesh unfurled, where gods be lost beneath the Southern Cross. to go to one of those schools they have in those matchbook covers. You should see my house. It's I just returned from Missouri, and we saw, we were privileged to see William Burroughs laid to rest, and we all dearly miss him. Psalm 23rd, Revisited, for William Burroughs. The Word is his shepherd, he shall not want. He spreads like the eagle upon the green hill. Boys of the Alhambra in vivid sash serve him still. Your orange juice, sir, your fishing pole, accepting all with tender grace and besting us with this advice. Children, never be ashamed. Wrestle, smile, walk in sun. Thank you, Bill. Your will be done. God grant you mind and medicine. We draw our hearts and you within. Moral, vested gentlemen.
Patty has given me the wonderful privilege of playing one of my own songs within our set. And it's called Weep for the Living, and it's to all of us. To be clever doesn't
so
mystery tune. Well, what was that? Oh, I know what I wanted to say. This is August 11th, and it's the anniversary of the death of Jackson Pollock. Obviously, we don't want or need to celebrate the death of Jackson Pollock, nor in the manner of which he died, but he was America's probably greatest painter. Amen. And pretty soon, I think in 1998 or something, there's going to be a big Jackson Pollock something at the Museum of Modern Art. So I hear the rumor, so, you know, stay healthy, and hopefully the Chinese won't invade us, and we'll still be here, and we can all go to the Jackson Pollock show, us and 50,000 tourists that have spin art things at home. All of them with kids who could paint a picture just as good as Jackson Pollock. I have a couple myself. Well, Jackson was 44 years old. But God bless him, he might as well have been 104. Or he might as well have been 18 years old on the open road in a fast car in the night, surrounded by beautiful women under the sky, foolish, crazy, wild, burning Jackson Pollock on his last ride. The road is black, shining, slick, as if one of the oil gushers out west had like spurted, and the road before him was shining. When he looked at it, he thought of the black enamel canvases that he had created, and the stars seemed to drip their white, shining streams all over. And he, just for a moment, he forgot about the women, forgot about his weeping wife, he forgot about his body going to seed and his hands that weren't painting anymore. He forgot it all, and he was young and wild, and he was on the open road, and the car was fast, and just asleep for a moment. Maybe it was all the liquor, or the liquor of the night. Maybe it was just the desire to rest. Maybe being just a little selfish, he wanted to take a beautiful woman with him, and he never woke up again. And the road was spattered like Pollock's own paint, black, shining, white bones of man and all the beautiful enamel droplets. The blood of Jackson Pollock, August 11th, 1950-something. Thank you. unfortunate.
You know, they rent this place out. Did you know that, Patty?
Song by the great Waylon Jennings.
Living on free food tickets, water in the milk from the hole in the roof where the rain crept through. What can you do? Tears from little sister, crying 'cause she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. How can you know she'll get by? 'Cause she is living in the love of the common people, pride in the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to, and mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. And she can. Well, it's a good thing you don't have money, but it would fall through the hole in your pocket and you'd lose it in the snow on the ground. Going to town to find a job, trying to keep your hands warm, but the hole in your shoe let the rain come through and it chills to the bone. Boy, you gotta go home where you belong, 'cause you've been living in the love of the common people, pride in the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to, and mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. And she can. Living on dreams ain't easy, but the tighter the fit, the closer the mitt, and the tilt stay away, keeping you warm where you belong. If faith is your foundation, and with a whole lot of love and a warm conversation and plenty of prayer, keeping you warm, death in the air. 'Cause you've been living in the love of the common people, pride in the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to, and mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. Living in the love of the common people, pride in the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to, and mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. And she can.
We'll be doing a little Hank Williams tune, and must be an art crowd. George O'Keefe got bigger applause than Hank Williams. We're just going to be tuned. Everybody tunes up but me, for two reasons. One, I always have flawless tuning. Actually, three reasons. Two, I can't really tell whether I'm in tune or not. And third, and most important, I really don't know how to tune my guitar, so. So how you doing up there? Well, we really appreciate all of you coming to support the research center. It is a research center, right? Oh, resource. They both start with R-E something, right? Well, in any event, whatever this place is, I mean, we three mosey into so many towns supporting something, I don't never know what we're supporting, but we're always in the support of something. So, whatever we're supporting tonight, thank you very much, all the people. I'd like to thank John Jacobs and all the people for the work they do, and really having the opportunity to play in a house of prayer is always an honor. And of any prayer, I'm not prejudiced. All prayer is beautiful. And I'd like to see, everything gets applause, even prayer. What a democratic world. And I'd like to dedicate this little song to Robin.
That lonesome whippoorwill sounds too blue to cry. That midnight train is moaning low. I'm so lonesome I can cry. I've never seen a night so long. Time goes crawling by. The moon just hid behind a cloud, hide his face and cry.
Ago, I don't know when it was, can't remember. It was chilly enough so you still had to wear a coat.
Easter.
Oh, Easter, it was Easter. Yeah, we were up in Provincetown, and we were moved by the events, the day's events, to write this little song, and I don't know, if you're ever in Provincetown, it's a nice time, nice place to go, like in the winter. It's got really, really beautiful, oh man, I can't. It's got beautiful
dunes.
Well, there's a lot of beautiful women there too, but there's. So I hear we didn't see them.
They wouldn't talk to me, though.
They wouldn't talk to you?
No, I don't know why.
That's because I put the word out not to talk to you.
Okay.
No, I don't know. I'm just biding time because I'm a little overheated, and I'm also nervous about doing the song since never did it before in public. Usually when I get nervous, I spit. But I've been swallowing all my spit respect to the place that we're in.
In a mansion high, the young man stood. Ready to join his companions good. Outside the scent of magnolia blossoms. Down streets of gold, the children were racing. Just another wandering soul, drift among the stars. Just another human heart, led away. He put his shoes on and he lay down. Outside, the children watched with wonder. He stirred his cup and he drank the mixture. And he closed his eyes as his conscience whispered. Just another wandering soul, drift among the stars. Just another human heart, led away. His companions, with his face covered over in a mansion high. Outside, the children gazed in wonder. At the quickening sky, then swiftly gathered. Thirty-nine wandering souls drift among the stars. Skin burning, cooled by angels, and all the excretion, sorrow's excretion, stood and waited, and his life just ebbed. 39 children, children of some other god, children killed by the hand or the mind of another man who listened. Listen to voices, you make your own choices. Don't
settle for mere eternal rides. Listen to no teachers, false preachers, false teachers. Acknowledge all men who will, who will. They'll take your money, your imagination, your breath, your breath. Acknowledge all men as fellow creations. Acknowledge all men, but don't follow them.
Don't be led away. Don't be led away. Don't be led away. Don't be led away. Don't be led away.
Thank you. That little song was called Last Call. Oliver and I writ that, and it's for our new record, and we just finished it, and when it comes out, we hope you like it. I've often said this, but I must say it again, that whenever I put on my spectacles, which often I spend at least maybe 2 hours a day looking for, despite the fact that they are extremely unattractive, I always am thankful to Anton Leo Wenhoek, the great inventor of the lens. Also, a friend of Vermeer, I believe. This is a little poem that I wrote for my friend Robert Mapplethorpe. Why? Why is the covenant between the artist and the creator? Why is Yahweh the name, the hands that rearrange? Why is the palm, the rod, the river a system of law that shall not be mastered? Why is the Trinity the body, the shaft, the shadow cast? Why is the way of youth the piss of sentinels, the forgotten vow? Why is still life the last shot before death, a floating gardenia, a storm under glass, a motion of tulips, the hybrid, the source? Why is the exhausted inexhaustible force? Thank you. We're going to do one more song for you. This is Oliver Ray, Lenny Kaye, I'm Patti Smith. I'd like to dedicate this little song to Jackson and Jesse. It's a song written by their father. Thank you. dreaming, in my dreaming, well, of an aspect bright and fair. In my sleeping, it was broken, but my dream, it lingered near. In the farm of shining valleys, where the pure air recognized. In my senses, newly opened, well, I awakened to the cry. Could the people have the power to redeem the work of fools upon the meek, the grace to shower? Well, it's decreed that people rule. People have the power. People like the power. People like the power. People like the power. Vengeful aspects became suspect and bending low as if to hear. Then the armies ceased advancing because the people had their ear. Then the shepherds and the soldiers, well, they gazed among the stars, exchanging visions, laying arms to waste in the dust, in the form of shining valleys, where the pure air recognized. In my senses newly opened, well, I awakened to the cry. People have the power. People have the power. People have the power. People have the power. Like cream, the waters rise, and we strolled there together. When none to laugh, no criticize. Then the leopard and the lamb lay together, truly bound. Well, I was hoping, in my hoping, to recall what I had found. I was dreaming, in my dreaming. God knows a pure view as I surrender into my sleeping. Well, I commit my dream to you. People have the power. People have the power. People have the power. The power to drain, to rule, to wrestle the world from fools. Well, it's decreed that people rule. Well, it's decreed that people rule. Listen, I believe everything we dream can come to pass through our union. We can turn the world around. We can turn the earth. Revolution, we have the power. People have the power. The people have the power. People have the power.
Power to dream. Thank you very much. Lenny Kay and Oliver Ray, and yourself. Thank you very much.
that was really nice of you, except we really didn't have anything prepared, so... yeah, right. Well, we'll be back. We have two more members in our little community, and we'll come back and do that. And anything. I like that one. Do you got something going in there? And a little rotisserie, perhaps?
I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed. Come on now, try and understand the way I feel when I'm in your hand. Take my hand as the sun descends. They can't hurt you now, can't hurt you now, can't hurt you now. Because the night belongs to lovers, because the night belongs to love, because the night belongs to lovers, because the night belongs to love, have I doubt. When I'm alone, love is a ring, the telephone. Love is an angel disguised as lust. Here in our bed until the morning comes. Come on now, try and understand the way I feel when I'm in your hands. In my
Oliver Ray and Lenny Kaye, you've been great. Thank you.